What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In a world where Carolina Panthers fans have an insatiable thirst for Panthers news and opinions.
Panther fans unite! My name's Tony Dunn.
Cody Lashney, how you doing? TK's in the house. How you doing, my friend? The stat daddy.
But I think Derrick Brown, hey, man, he deserves that dab on him pick.
Dab on him, Phil Snow. Dab on him.
All the same. Yeah, 100%. We can just
mine is going to go to the fullback. I'm going to dump on the Richie guy. Dab on him, Shaq.
I'm going to put the towel on Matt Rhule.
You know, y'all took all the good ones.
Only one post game. Roars ferociously. It's the C3 Panthers postgame show.
Panther Nation, what a game, man. An absolute heartbreaking finish by a determined Carolina Panthers football team. Wow, what a day, man. We're already at over 100 viewers. CK, we're here on a Christmas Eve. First up, very Merry Christmas to everybody joining us on this Christmas Eve. We're sorry that we couldn't get a W with these Panthers today, but I'll be darned if we didn't see the, at long last, CK, what I would describe as a breakout performance from our quarterback, Bryce Young. Showed incredible grit, threw over 300 yards today. Look, if y'all want to come in and say that I'm jumping sides or whatever, today's your day to do it, baby. I'm happy that the Panthers looked good. Did we win? No, but Bryce Young looked really good. DJ Chark looking like a number one wide receiver out there. What? Yep. Who would have thought? Dude, our offensive line played well a lot of this game in pass protection. We definitely got to talk about that defense, man, because that definitely left a warning. But overall, it was a great performance. I'm joined by my man, the voice that makes the moist co-dizzle, Allen. How you feeling, man? A heartbreaker loss to the Green Bay Packers at home, man.
Man, I tell you this much. If we were playing for something as far as like a position in the playoffs, wild card, whatever, this would have been so angry. I would have been so mad with this one.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. This game has, number one, does it solidify the questions that have been asked? No, right? We've seen other players that aren't good still come away with games like this. However, it made that question mark a hell of a lot bigger than it was 2-3 weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
2 weeks in a row, Bryce Young did everything in his power to try to will this team to a victory. And quite honestly, that second half was masterful. And if he can continue that, I have no problems. What I'll tell you is that I think it solidified my opinion about what this team is, right? I think coaching had a lot to do with our offensive woes early, okay? I think the transition from Frank Reich's firing to Thomas Brown taking over the play calls took a while. I feel like Thomas Brown is starting to show what he is as a play caller. And I think that's what you've seen today. He was able to get some guys open, scheme them open. And I also think that we got an answer as to how good our defense is. A defense can have a bad game every now and again, but this is exactly what I thought and I feared our defense was going to look like when they faced a team that was going to be competent and actually have to play for something. They stood up when they needed to towards the end of the game. I don't think that that catch was a catch at the end of it. If that was a catch, the Kotchery one in the Super Bowl was definitely a catch, and it wouldn't have been an argument
1,000%
at all. And so
it's, why is it that our defense just disappears whenever we finally decide to put together an offensive performance?
I told you
this happens every time we have a good offensive performance.
I'm telling you, I told you exactly what it is. When they don't have to just play prevent defense or offense, our defense is going to crumble. We have too many holes on the defense. We have no edge rush whatsoever. Listen, how long has it really been since he had a sack, meaning Brian Burns?
Oh, yeah, we're going to have a talk about Brian Burns. We're going to have a talk about me and Kristen's favorite player, Frankie Louvu, who has continued to be, I think, one of the most dependable pieces on that defense. Dude, we have so much to talk about. And you know what? We're not joined by Tony Dunn. Tony Dunn gets a day off to spend the Christmas Eve with the family. But you know who we're going to do it with, CK? The best damn Panther fans in all of YouTube. We got Alex Max Pro, DeBar, E. Clemens, Harvey D., Jared Lyman, John B. Jenkins, what's up? Josh, KPM, Kristen LaDane, Muscles Marinara, Paisan, My Life, My Story, what's up, Jay? Panther Gal 73, Roosevelt Mongo, Stephen Bailey, Ted CMs, The Real C3AP, Thomas Jenkins, That Boy White Chocolate Espresso, Y Big Jordan, and Will Coble. Man, we appreciate each and every single one of y'all for being here with us. If you would like to call in and have your voice heard, you know you can do it in the Cat Calls line at 252-228-5098. We want to hear from you and what you think about this heartbreaking loss today for the Carolina Panthers, man. A lot of bad penalties. CK, in your opinion, what was the story of this game? Like, your gut reaction to what you just saw? Was it Bryce's standout performance? Was it how bad the defense was? I'm almost tempted to say DJ Chark having 2 weeks in a row of looking like the wide receiver that we wanted to see all year. CK, what would you say?
I would say it has to be that. It has to be the I'm going to go. I have been so critical of this coaching staff all year. I think coaching offensively was incredible today. Just an incredible outing. And I think Thomas Brown, again, as I said before, I think he's starting to show up in a way that is visible on the field. I think that he was as much a part of the win today as Bryce Young, as DJ Chark, as all of those guys. When we couldn't get the run going, our run game was not a part. Like last week, you could say it was all the run game had a big part of it. All year, really, when we had offensive success, it was the run game was what did it. The run game didn't do it today, right? It wasn't the worst in the world, but it certainly wasn't moving the needle. This was a air attack, and it had to have come from a couple of different ways, because if these are still the same people, these are still the same. This is still the same talent, wide receivers and stuff that we've had all year. They were getting wide open. How many times we saw DJ Chark or Adam Thielen, who's an incredible route runner, just out in the middle of the field with nobody within 20 yards of him. It was incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Adam Thielen continues to impress. He might end up with 1,000 yards receiving on the year this year. DJ Chark, man, I'm so impressed by him and his performance. To me, like, especially these, you know, keeping his feet in balance, plays his toe drag swag kind of plays. He's shown better hands. I know he's had some problems with drops this year, but overall, I felt like there was a trifecta. Like, there were, you know, it wasn't a perfect performance by anyone today, but for the most part, I felt like our pass protection was good. Yeah. You know, I know Ikey and Quandre and Taylor Moten, they had some boneheaded plays today that I know we'll talk about, especially that penalty on the extra point attempt that ended up coming back because of Ikey, but the protection was good, and I feel like all of those things worked in tandem. Bryce was a little gun-shy early. I felt like early in the game, he was missing some of his receivers a little bit high, but he calmed down, he settled down, he realized that he had some protection around him, and he was throwing some passes, man, to some open receivers. This game, more than any other this season, CK, you started to see the vision of what this team could be, which is identical to last year when we thought that last year we were seeing what this team has the potential to be. But I feel like we were running the football effectively enough most of the game today. And when we wanted to pass the ball, we were able to. And that's something that we haven't been able to say all year, man. And again, you know, I've online, and I know Twitter's not real life, but people have, you know, come to think of me as like a Bryce Young hater because I preferred CJ, all this. Dude, I've always been like, I'm going to call a good game, and a bad game, a bad game. A lot of the performances this year have not been very good for whatever reason. But now I feel like with Thomas Brown and Chris Tabor as the head coach, and now you're starting to get some cohesion in the play calling. Dude, how about Amir Smith-Marset continuing to make plays for the Panthers? Where has this dude been all year, man? I love his presence. It feels like there is a mojo that this offense has right now that they haven't had all year. And I feel like Bryce had the type of performance that makes Panther fans go, okay.
Okay, don't panic. Breathe a little bit.
Yeah,
take a breath. Okay.
Yeah, take a breath.
I do think we need to get, even after, I'm still concerned with how little we're trying to use Smith, Marset. Like, here's the thing is he's getting the ball in his hands. He's fighting for yards and he's getting it a lot of times. Right. And then they just won't get the ball in his hands anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know. I understand why, or the justification behind why he just seems to get two calls the entire game. And maybe he got more than that, but that was interesting. I mean, the dude gets the ball in his hands and he seems to he makes things happen. He's similar to a Chenault in my mind. Once you get the ball in his hands, it's going to go well.
Right. Yeah, man, dude. And like, especially on those jet sweeps, like he's the perfect kind of player. Dude, shout out to Rich Kingston, our friend from across the pond. He mentioned me on Twitter and said that he's getting Curtis Samuel vibes from Amir. And I love that, dude, because that is that's how he's playing, you know, playing him on jet sweeps, using him in some of those vertical scenarios. I love it, man. This defense, though, just had a lousy performance today. And I don't know what it is, why every time our offense, you know, whenever we finally figure things out, it's like our defense disappears, man. We don't know how to play complementary football. I mean, I do feel like there were some times in the third quarter going into the fourth where they were able to get Green Bay off the field. But yeah, they're just running the football. Aaron Jones had a day today, and Aaron Jones hadn't even been doing well for the Packers.
He hadn't had more than 80 yards all year.
No. And then what has like 90 yards in the first quarter.
Yeah.
Why is this run defense so bad? Is it just a lack of personnel? What is it? You know, and we were healthy. We had our defensive backfield for the most part. J.C. Horn was out there. Dante Jackson was out there making plays. I don't really understand why this defense just fell off a cliff today.
I don't know. I don't have an answer. Again, I've said it, and I will continue to say it. I think that when we look at the numbers that this defense has had all year, people are being misled. when you talk about stats that tell them they're top three in yards per game, it's a misleading stat. When you talk about the red zone, the efficiency of the red zone against when it's our defense is one of the worst in the league. That's not as misleading, right? It's misleading in a couple of ways because a lot of times it's short yardage that they're given because of an offense failure, but it's nonetheless, it's way more indicative of the success of a team, a defense, than it is just yards allowed. I think that we're just seeing all the holes that are missing from our team on defense coming into one big, you know, it being really brought to a head in this game because we had a team that's fighting their butt off for a outcome right now. They're fighting for their lives. They still have something to fight for in this game, right? They have a long shot, but they have a shot at getting the wild card, and losing to the worst team in the NFL in the Carolina Panthers, you know, by record, doesn't really give you a lot of confidence if you're trying to build a team up for a postseason run. I would argue having this game end the way that it did would be almost as damaging as losing, in my opinion, because I don't think that they're going to feel good about that. They're not going to feel good that this team was able to score have this high of a scoring offense from Bryce Young and company when we've been the worst offense in the league all year by a large margin. You can't go into this next week feeling like you're really comfortable with what your team is doing.
Yeah. We're going to get into a lot more today. Brian Burns with 6 sacks. Dude, I think Panther Nation is kind of at this place that we were last year with Brian, but now we're at that place again where we're like, all right, man, you're saying that you're the game changer on defense. I don't see a lot of game changing happening, if I'm being honest with you. CK, let's jump into some of these cat calls, man. Let's listen to what some of these people got to say. The number is 252-228-5098. Let your voice be heard. Hit us up in the cat calls line, leave a message, and get on the show, man. Talk about these Carolina Panthers.
So what are your thoughts on catcalling?
Yeah, it's pretty you shouldn't do that to somebody.
And how did that make you feel?
Very uncomfortable.
So how do you think catcalling makes the person feel?
It feels good, like... And a 3 and a 4. And who's that cat sitting in the back corner with his face buried in his nose? Who's that kid that can use one? Hey, guys. I just learned about this number.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
I have a few opinions. I'm going to come up my first memory of the Panthers was the
Can you hear anything he's saying?
No, not really.
But I don't think one.
Hey, sorry, man. We can't hear what you're saying, brother.
Hey, C3. This is your girl, Chris Ledain.
We appreciate
Holy
it, though. Give
crap.
Us a call back when
it's
you got some
It's pretty much
love.
The beginning of this game, and I still hate Thomas Brown. Being the play caller, I want him gone. We literally were at the 1-yard line with Tremble, and of course we don't have Chuba running, and they make Bryce Young throw it, and we lose yards, and horrible beginning. But I'm still hopeful we might pull out a win. Anyways, however it goes, just wanted to wish everyone a Merry Christmas. Talk to you guys afterwards. Bye.
I mean, yeah. What did you feel about the play calling today, CK? It was a lot of up and down. I liked the first half play calling a little better than I do the second half. But to be fair, I felt like offensively, this entire game, CK, I didn't feel like there was a moment when we were out of this game, which was rare this season.
Right.
Because most of the games this year, even if the defense kept it, you know, kept us close, it was like you knew that the offense wasn't going to be able to do anything. I didn't feel like we were ever out of the game today. Like, ever out of the game. So, what doesn't that say something about the play calling? Or what do you think was the difference? Like, did you notice a difference in what was called today versus what we've kind of been seeing?
I mean, they were trying to get a little razzle-dazzle. They had, the reverse and, you know, or double reverse back to Bryce, and he almost got sacked because the offense wasn't able to pick up their guy or whoever's supposed to be blocking old boy didn't pick him up. Great play by the defense. But, I mean, I just feel like they were trying to get more creative. I mean, I don't know if it's just a matter he's playing against the Packers, who aren't a great defense, but they have one of the best cornerbacks in the league, and Bryce still put up over 300 yards for the first time in his career. So,
yeah.
With a running game, by the way, going up against one of the worst run defenses in the league, our run couldn't get going, and our passing was able to actually make up for it. What I find to be most interesting is the adjustment, I think, not just from Thomas Brown in the second half. I know you don't like the second half, but I feel like the second half was a flawless game, like almost a perfect outcome that offense. Outside of the ability to, you know,
I slipped up. I meant to say second half better than.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
I figured as much, but so basically, my thought in that is the second half was just masterful. The Bryce went for 200 yards in the second half, two touchdowns. Both of his touchdowns, by the way, dots. Like, some might say he threw it a little bit behind Chark on the first one, but still, nonetheless, against Big Jordan's talking about, against one of the best cornerbacks in the league, he threw a dot twice. That one on the run is exactly what we've been waiting to see. We've been waiting to see that, just that Bryce improvisation. Running to the sideline, seeing his guy, throwing it to the edge of the end zone, and letting his guy go for it. Chark showed me a lot today about what's going on. And he may just have been needing to get warmed up, maybe needing to get, maybe he needed to get healthy or what have you. But dude was out there balling.
And even last week, we saw him make that incredible toe drag play, man. Like, CJ has really turned it on. And now he's in one of those weird scenarios where he was only on a one-year contract anyway. Now, at the very end of the season, he's playing his best football. But, like, is that enough to warrant bringing him back? I mean, maybe if he's cheap, I don't know. Maybe because he has some continuity with Bryce. Like, it makes you wonder, like, if the play calling had been better all year, might we be having an entirely different conversation about DJ Chark? Because for most of the year, it's like he's been a big bag of whatever. And he's been hurt a lot too, but I kind of think you have to put some of DJ Chark on the play calling today. I think that there were, and you said yourself, there were a number of times when our wide receivers were getting open and Bryce was getting the ball to him, and DJ was chief amongst them. And you posted this, you shared it to me, we have to talk about it. Adam Thielen on the unsuccessful challenge. That's what you get when you play the Packers. This man has a long history with the Green Bay Packers, but how on earth are you going to tell me that this is a completed pass? The ball isn't even in front of him. It's underneath him. In what world was this a completed pass? I don't understand.
Even the ball was kind of juggled at the beginning of the play. So the argument that they have is that he was down when he inbounds. And so after that, it was a catch. So no matter if he juggled it or not, it was a catch. Well, and, you know, even Dean Blandino said that it looks like it's not a catch when you look at it in full speed. But even with the ball, not even, let's talk about the lack of the ball control at the end. The ball control at the beginning was questionable as well.
Yeah, it wasn't good throughout the entirety of the play.
Right.
And since if this is overturned, the Panthers win this ball game.
Yeah, because that was a third and four that they did that. So they would have had to punt. We would have gotten the ball back. And the way Bryce was just slinging the ball, I have no doubt in my mind that he was going to drive down within field goal range. Now, whether or not Eddie would have hit the field goal after today, I don't know. But, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, Bryce, you know, was playing lights out today.
Oh, dude, he played lights out. But the reffing, man, it just continues to be so bad in the NFL, dude. They need to do something about this.
Well, luckily, luckily, we are not playing for anything. This is not anything that hurts us whatsoever.
It just hurts, man. But we fought so hard for it.
Those guys deserved it.
30 points. You know, Bryce should be getting a game ball. Like, today he finally had that breakout performance, and I'm happy for him. I think that this is the start of something potentially great for Carolina. And by the way, that was Jay Thomas's question. But the 499 love bomb, he says, would this be considered Bryce's breakout game? CK, I don't know how you don't. I mean, threw over 300 yards, two touchdown passes, right?
Yeah, two touchdown passes. And even on the drives where they were going down the field, there was, he was doing a lot to get the ball down into the red zone when Smith Morsette got his reverse in, and Chuba was able to, you know, pound it in from the 1 yard line. Which I'm glad for. Like I said, I would like to have seen Bryce get an extra, like, be at three, and then that, like, I feel like that would almost just be a perfect game.
Perfect, but man. The referees screwed us out of what we earned, and it pisses me off, man. Eric with the $5 says, that was the Bryce Young I was sold. Ice up Eddie, F the refs. Now Bryce has to do it again. Hey, man, we appreciate that. Dude, 100%. Dude, Eddie Pinheiro, dude, we always argue with Tony about, do kickers lose or win the football game? Did Eddie Pinheiro lose the football game for the Panthers today?
No. Even if he hit those extra points, the reality is we would be down by one still. You know, even if you want to get technical, we can go about it a different way. There's a combination of Eddie being a part of this, but also Icky, I think, on that 2-point conversion, because Eddie missed it after that got called back because of a flag. And so had we gotten that, this would have been, if we had gotten that and Eddie gotten his second, the one that he did miss the second time, then we would have been a tie game. So yes, you could argue that there is a potential that Eddie was a contributing factor, but no more than Icky was a contributing factor, et cetera.
Right. I hear you. Roosevelt Mongo with the $2 says, did you see how happy Bryce was after the quarterback sneak? Yeah, we finally did it, CK. With 1 yard to go, we did a quarterback sneak with our 5'10", 195-pound quarterback, and we made that shit, CK. And Jalen Hurts, eat your heart out, baby. Bryce Young is on the prowl. Jerry with the $4.99 says, quarterback position evolves a lot. I've always given Bryce the benefit of the doubt based on his play. Appreciate you, Jerry, with the $4.99. CK, let's take another call.
Ready.
Tell me if I heard this.
What's going on, my C3 family? D.
Nope.
For North Carolina.
What up, D?
Great Tony Dunn, the homie.
Tell me if y'all can hear that.
You can hear it.
Okay. Greg, Panther Pickle. Shut the hell up. That effing guy, Muscle Marinara, Kristen LaDane, the whole family. I am extremely proud of our Carolina Panthers. It is not false optimism. This is the first time that I can say, I know we got our quarterback. The kid has grown through this tribulations. We saw throws. We didn't just see flashes. We saw him kind of in command of the offense, especially towards the end. Over 290, maybe even 300 and some yards passing. Two touchdowns, no turnovers. He ran out the pocket well at times.
Yep.
I didn't need that much to believe in Bryce. This was the game. I needed that game. This is that game. I wish we could have pulled it off. It's what a difference a week makes from Pinheiro being the hero to Pinheiro having some very costly misses in this game. The defense wasn't up to par or the snuff that I had hoped for, and I wish we could get both all the phases at the same time. But look, I'm happy with the fighter that offense. DJ Chark actually gave some production. We saw Thielen again. Chuba was still running hard. That daggone Tommy Trumbull is a dog. Absolute
dog. Yeah, it is.
And I'm excited for our future, whatever that future may
be. Love that you mentioned
but Tommy. At least I know, and it might not sell everybody, we did not draft a bust. We did not draft a kid that's going to have to go somewhere else and be successful. We've just got to fix the things around them, get the right coaching, and we're going to be okay. Shout out to all y'all. I love y'all. D, sign for North
Hey,
Carolina.
Shout out to D, man. Hey, look, this is what we needed. This is what we needed, man, because listen, if we didn't get something like this from Bryce this season, bro, there were going to be a lot of really worried, right, really concerned, really bummed out fans going into 2024. And, you know, I feel like I've been fair about Bryce this whole season. There has been a lot of play that hasn't been lackluster. But the reason why I don't mind saying that is because then I get to heap praise on him when he has a day like today. And he had a great day today, man. You saw all the reasons why you drafted him number one. He was nimble from the pocket. He was able to extend the pocket. Dude, that throw that he made, the touchdown throw to DJ Chark, rolling out to his right, throwing a laser beam to the back of the end zone. Like, that's what we've been wanting to see. That's it. That's what makes everyone excited about the quarterback that you just drafted. And, yeah, man, we still have a couple games left. I want to see some more. But I'll be damned if, like what I said earlier, isn't true, CK. Right now, if you were unbiased and you just wanted to see some good play, then today, you know, it's a breath of fresh air. It's a sigh of relief for fans that thought that Bryce might not be able to do this ever.
Yeah, it was certainly what you have to see this. You have to be able to see something like this before the year was up. Because I mean, if there's ever a quarterback that's going to have any hope, you can't have an entire season without having a game that has this type of outcome, right? Where you throw for over 300 yards, you have an incredible completion percentage, no interceptions, two touchdowns that were highlight reel plays. I've been waiting for this, and I think many of us can probably agree. If you're not happy about the outcome here, or if you're not happy about what you've seen from Bryce today, you're just asking for, you know, you're looking for reasons not to like him at this point in time.
Yeah. And CK, to even further the notion that, you know, we were stiffed by the referees today, we're talking about how the ball shouldn't, you know, it should have been overturned. It was not a catch. Clearly, it didn't survive contact and maintain possession of the ball. But to make it even worse, the freaking play should have been a flag. It was 0-0 left on the play clock before the ball is even snapped. 0-0,
yeah.
And the center still has the ball. Like, come on, man. The referees took away a win from a team that deserves it, that has been fighting for it all fucking year, man. And they took that shit away from us. Bro, it hurts. I know it's not for the playoffs, man. But, dude, we've been fighting our ass off. And this team deserves to be celebrating a victory. They deserve it. We had 2 minutes and 39 seconds. We would have had we would have had 39 seconds and the 2-minute warning to drive down the field and get the ball in the end zone. And I feel pretty confident that that's what we would have done. Like, that is what we would have done.
I mean, you can't provide me any evidence as to why you wouldn't believe it would have happened.
No.
I mean, again, this would have been a tie. Even if worse comes to worse, the what would have happened is we would have punted the ball away and we would have went into overtime. And then, you know, potentially our defense maybe doesn't stand up in overtime. But this wouldn't have come with a game-winning field goal. I'll tell you that much.
Just upsetting. Let's go and take another kind of call.
Hey, C3. This is your girl, Kristen Ledain, again. This is my second call, so I'm not sure if this will get played. But maybe I might complain about Thomas Brown and then that younger guy, the Panthers fan, dancing in the stands to Run DMC might have brought some good luck. But I'm going to give props to DJ Chark. What a hell of a game he played. And this was probably the most watchable game this season. Definitely was impressed with this, even though we lost. And I think we got cheated. I think we spiked the ball and there's a couple of stupid foul calls. But anyways, it was a decent game. Sucks that we lost to the Cheeseheads. But anyways, keep pounding, y'all. Merry Christmas.
Keep pounding. Merry Christmas, Kristen. You've been a great addition to the Cat Calls and C3 Nation. Dude, it's just tough, man. And again, we haven't even talked about the spike yet. I'm pretty sure if we scour the Twitter web long enough, we're going to find a certified picture of them downing the ball before the play clock hit zero. Dude, the referees just won the Green Bay Packers a game today and helped them stay alive in the playoff hunt.
Yeah.
Just embarrassing.
The Packers having a historical franchise like it does, it's good business for the NFL for the Packers to make it into the playoffs. They don't deserve it, especially given what has happened to this team in the past 3 weeks. They may have gotten the win today, but they lost. The perception and the opinion of the Green Bay Packers took a major hit today. You can't look at this Packers team and think that they're going to be able to do anything with any good team. Our offense was able to do an incredible thing. I would dare to see what the Packers do against the Eagles or the 49ers for that matter. I just don't think I think you're going to see a horrible team continue to be horrible. And they've just gotten the benefit of playing the worst team and having the refs be able to get some calls that go their way.
Yep. Let's take another call. Again, if you would like to call into the show and have your voice be heard, leave a message at
252-228-5098. What's up, C3? It's JJ.
Shit, JJ.
So I want to know where all the excuses are for these Avero people, bro. I've been hearing for the past couple weeks in these spaces, these free-for-alls, Avero this. He ain't been working with this and that. Oh, the defense. Look at the defense. It's so good in this. No, I said the perfect example was the Buccaneers game. Was as soon as the other team needed it, Mike Evans had a 75-yard touchdown to give them the lead right back. Like, it was like as soon as you can kill the Panthers' momentum, the defense will sell immediately. And that's what happened all day, bro. The Packers had so many injuries on offense. They didn't even have their starting two wide receivers. And they just scored 20-some points in the first half. They scored 33 on the whole game. They sold at the end. The defense sold in the end. Bryce Young, by the way, played amazing. I haven't really been calling in too often to the show recently because I've been really just trying to stay patient with the team, and more so Bryce Young because I just wanted to stay patient with my quarterback. I know this season's down the toilet. I've been staying active and supporting C3, though, as well as everybody else should on the spaces and free flows. But Bryce Young played amazing, at least on the stretch. He was playing really good. That throw to DJ Chark for the touchdown, but not even just that one. The one on the potential game-tying drive, the first pass of the drive, what do we have, 19 seconds left to try and get a field goal? That first pass was right on the money in stride. You know, we're starting to see a few glimpses, a few signs at least, and that's really all we could ask for as of right now. It took a while for me to get patient with Bryce Young. It sucks being the biggest CJ Stroud fan, but the kid is showing great strides. I think we just got to stay patient and really just have faith. But I'm going to keep pounding. I see some of y'all later this week. Keep pounding. Hope everyone in the C3 family has a merry, jolly Christmas, y'all. I hope y'all have a great Christmas. Tony, Cody, CK, and Greg. I don't know if everybody's going to be on the show, but I'll wish y'all the merriest of Christmas and a happy new year coming up, y'all. Keep pounding.
Keep pounding. JJ, Merry Christmas to you too, brother. Merry Christmas to everyone in C3 Nation. And yeah, again, we're another, you know, JJ, he's had his criticisms of Bryce. Well, I think we all kind of have, but today was what we needed, man. You really started to see it. Again, and look, me, you and Tony were arguing about this defense and Jiro Vero the other night. And again, we were ultimately agreeing with each other. Like, no one is saying that this is, like, the best defense in the NFL. Like, nobody was saying that. Or nobody was even saying that, like, all together, when you account for all different stats and metrics, that we're, like, a top five team. But the fact that Jiro Rivero has done what he's done this year and that our defense has been able to keep us in games has been the thing that was very surprising to me. Yeah. At a certain point, and by the way, I've said this a million times with the offensive coordinators over the years, I'll say it now for the defensive coordinators, you're only limited to the talent that you have on the field. So if you don't have the necessary talent to call the plays that you want to call, but then you're kind of handicapped as to what you can do. I still am a firm believer that Jiro Rivero should be here next year. And I hope that whoever the next head coach is ends up keeping him as a defensive coordinator. Now, there's a lot of people that want Rivero himself to be the next head coach of the Carolina Panthers. Mm. I'm not mad at it, but I still prefer the offensive guy to be able to pair with your quarterback for the foreseeable future, the quarterback that showed something today. So I still prefer to go offense, but hey, man, there's pretty much like, unless someone drops 50 points on us before the end of the season, like there's not much that could happen that would want me to not want Rivero to be here next year.
I want Rivero here next year in the defensive coordinator capacity. I just, again, I'm tired of picking head coaches from losing franchises. I'm over that. Until, you know, now if he goes somewhere else and balls out and, you know, by all means, let's move forward with that decision. You know, I think he could be a good head coach. I just don't think putting him in the head coaching position off of a year that's, you know, you really can't say you've seen enough to justify it. I would much rather put Steve Wilkes in this position as opposed to Rivero at this point.
Yeah, I heard that. Hey, listen, we have a clip of Adam Thielen and his entire thoughts about the call being upheld, the catch. Let's listen to what Adam had to say.
Boom. Adamant
about it. It
wasn't a catch. What did you see there? And then how does it, I mean, obviously the call
didn't go in your way. Right. Yeah, I saw the whole play. I saw a catch and then ball moving as he's going to the ground. Ball moves, controls it again, hits the ground, and then loses it again. So in my opinion, you know, the ball moved twice at two different times. So there really wasn't enough time to control the ball. You know, they say control and then a football move. There was no football move. And then he rolls out of bounds. So you can slow-mo it and say, oh, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000. Well, it's in slow-mo. In full speed, that's no catch. So kind of what you get when you play the Packers.
Does it sting? Oh, what do you mean by that?
Usually they get the benefit of the doubt on some calls.
Does it sting even more that the offense had the best game and then to kind of get maybe robbed of an opportunity to have that win?
You know, I wouldn't say it stings. I think it's just yeah, I mean, you put the work in.
It definitely stings.
You want the results. But at the end of the day, that's just how this game works. It's a collective effort. It's not offense, or it's not just defense, or it's not just special teams. It's everybody together and really playing together. The Packers did a great job moving the ball, putting up points on a really good defense. So credit to them. They played a great game and made some great, you know, some big plays in the moment, even that catch that you know, was controversial or whatever, was a great play by a kid and a great play call. So they did a great job. You know, it's not taking anything away from them because they did a great job and they obviously earned the victory.
So, okay, that's another thing I wanted to at least mention here. You know, Green Bay, they have a good football team. Like, that's a young football team that's getting better. And I think Jordan Love is a really good quarterback. I think Jordan Love did a lot of what he needed to do. I think he was able to dissect our coverages. I mean, we did play a good offense today. The fact that they were able to run the ball like that is just abysmal. I mean, you hate to see that. But, I mean, overall, it's, you know, they're in the playoffs. Or, you know, they're going to be a playoff team essentially, right? Or I think they're still fighting to be right in the playoffs. Like, that should have been a victory against a playoff caliber football team. Oh, and yeah, here we are again, man. Like, the end of last season, the Panthers start to turn it on and you see some visions of it. And now we're doing it again this year, man, when it's too little too late. Also, I don't know what that did for the Bears on the number one overall pick. We need to look up the draft order, because if we can still screw the Bears out of the number one overall pick, I'll be happy with that, dude.
Depends upon, I think there's still some things that would happen to happen this week. Denver is going to have to beat New England, which I think we could probably assume will happen. New England will have to lose two of their next three, including today. And we win the last two, I think, for them to be able to skip us to the number one. Baker Mayfield right now looks like a top five quarterback, bro. They're beating the Jaguars 20-0. And I want to have a Mike Evans on our team. Mike Evans is saving that dude's career.
Okay.
Not without, if you go watch the highlights, look at it, dude. The dude is, he catches everything thrown his way. Mike Evans is a freaking dog. I want a Mike Evans on this team, bro.
All right. I mean, I'm partial to T. Higgins myself after what he's been able to do.
Well, I mean, T. Higgins is able to do what Mike Evans is doing. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, 100%. Let's take another call here. Again, if you would like to have your call be heard, leave us a message, 252-228-1598.
Hey, C3, man, this is Brian. I'm calling. I don't call often, but I just had to call, man. Bryce, man.
What's up, Brian?
Some greatness. I mean, maybe I don't want to get carried away, but the dude making the game look easy. It's like the game is slowing down for him. He's getting good, man. He has peaks and valleys, man. He started out struggling a little bit, you know, and then he improved a little bit, and then he struggled some more. And now I think he's at a point now where the game is starting to slow down for him, man. We get him some weapons next year and a confident O-line. Possibly move Icky inside a little bit and get him some weapons. I want to re-sign Chark. I want to pick up a free agent receiver. Also sign a young guy in the draft and Dylan and with Mingo improving as well. I think the future is bright in Carolina, man. I think he's going to end up being worth everything that we gave up. I know I'm maybe talking a little crazy, but seeing that guy today, that second half of that game, game's starting to look easy to him. Dude's going to be a problem, man. I think we got something special, man. I think we got something special in Carolina, man. I think Tepper finally did something right. Yeah, I think he made the right choice. Here's my thing. I think right now, I think CJ going to be a really good quarterback, but I think for this team right here and how we play football, I think Bryce is the right one, you know, because his style of play and how he plays, I think Bryce is the right pick for us, man. Keep pounding. Appreciate the podcast. Y'all do a great job. Happy New Year. Happy Christmas. See you.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Some more confidence and Bryce. CK, do you have a comment or you want to move on to another call?
Let's move on, dude.
Let's do it.
Hey, just leaving the game. Great game by the Panthers. I'm a first-time caller.
I think this is a dude that got the smoke for me.
My name is Danger Robinson on Twitter. Number one, Bryce Young had a hell of a game. That's what we needed to see. Number two, if you're going to talk junk about the player throwing one missed pass, D.Y., Cody, you got to talk about everything. But I guess you're not going to hold that accountable. You're going to say, it's one game, he got to win a Super Bowl, right? Give me a break. Number two, you talk about it, it is a Green Bay home game. But if it's a Green Bay home game, why are you not in the building with us shooting up shots? I'm in the building shooting up shots. Why are you not in the building? You're supposed to be a fan of the squad. You're talking jump, but you ain't in the building. But you were talking about it's their home field advantage. Well, if it's their home field advantage, get your ass up and get in the building. Enough said.
Like we don't get overrun. Was that all right? Well, hey, get it off your chest. I mean, look, I don't even know what to say to no shit like that, man. Like, I put on my timeline because I know people would be like, oh, you don't praise Bryce, but Bryce does well. I said unequivocally, if I can find it, today was Bryce Young's best game. Like, yeah. Hands down, I said before the game was over, I said no matter what the outcome of the game today, it is by far Bryce Young's best performance as a Carolina Panther. This is right after his touchdown. I said he threw a laser beam. No doubt. Look, man, I'm ready to heap praise on players that are praiseworthy. Today, my man Bryce was praiseworthy. We have been clowning on DJ Chark all year. And today, he was praiseworthy. So it's like, we're going to keep it real, man. We're not going to lie to you about what we're seeing on the football field. If a player is playing like trash, we're going to say he's playing like trash. If they're playing good ball, we're going to say that shit, too. I'll tell you what, nobody wants Bryce to be successful more than us, bro. You know how long we've been doing this podcast during losing seasons with losing quarterbacks? Mm. Trust me, man, we're just as over it as everybody else. I don't wish no ill success on anyone, man. I want to be commenting on a good Carolina Panther football team. CK, doesn't it feel better when all of the cat calls are happy people that are like, oh, C3, we got to win. We feel great. And, you know,
they feel good about the team, but you're going to hear some negativity about the officials, which might lead us to that list of calls today that I think are worthy of bringing up, dude. This is a ridiculous list. I know we're going to look at the last, last minute of the game and think, put that. When you look at the compounding over the game of how bad the refs were today, this is starting to like really encapsulate what the ref, like how bad the officiating was.
Bad roughing the passer call on Love. And yeah, we haven't even talked about that. Why GM barely lays his hands on Jordan Love? It's a roughing the passer call. Now, they did get a roughing the passer on Bryce later.
After
they totally missed an egregious one.
No, they didn't. They threw the flag and picked it up, remember? They threw the flag and picked it up on that.
Yeah.
The broadcasters were like, it's probably a hold on Moten or something. And it turned out it was actually a roughing the passer that they picked up. And then they had to call it later on. If they didn't call it in that same drive after they didn't call it, they picked up this flag again, then there would have been absolutely no question about it how bad that was. Add in what we have coming up other than that. So that missed roughing the passer, that Dante Jackson pass interference call, which was a joke. Then you add in the unsportsmanlike on 58 on offense when we don't even have a 58 that plays offense after a late hit on ISM. That's hysterical because it was right in front of the referee when he was out of bounds and he got hit. And they didn't call that, but they called the very minimal shove that you saw on Icky or through I think it was Cade Mays, technically that did it. And then you have the last minute of the game that you have with the wrong the third down catch, which technically was a delay of game if you look at it on the right, and then spiking the ball with 1 second left and them saying the end of the game without any review whatsoever. It was a embarrassment for NFL officiating.
Yeah, all the way through. All the way through it was embarrassing. To finish off the list, a terrible pass interference on Dante Jackson. You had the unsportsmanlike on 58 on defense. We don't even have a 58 on defense. After a late hit on ISM after the icky play. the wrong review on the third down catch. Let the game be over when it was 1 second with the spike. How about this? It was the worst officiated Panthers game of this season to me.
Yeah,
by a long shot.
If this was at the beginning of the year and we were just really like, think about how livid we would be if we were fighting for something. I know I said it earlier. Luckily we can be mad about it, but luckily we're not fighting for anything. So it's not as though it's like this.
Yeah.
We would feel robbed. Issue.
We would feel like somebody just broke into our house and stole our stash. Exactly. You know what I mean? Yeah. All bad, dude. Let's take another call.
Hey. You know who the fuck it is. Booyaka, booyaka, booyaka! Keep that same energy. 23 for 35. 312 yards. 2 TDs. 0 interceptions. 4 carries. 17 yards. With a completion rate of 65.7. Is that good enough for you, ho-ass niggas? Hey, Black Panther Pod, is that good enough for you, bitch-ass niggas?
Oh, shit. Shots fired, boys.
I'm hot as fuck right now. I'm hot as fuck. Not only should I be favored in fantasy fucking football, because my fucking dumbass left Keenan Allen on the bench. My girl got COVID. My son got the flu. Over here working OT, holiday hours. I ain't living on that fucking app. I really wanted this fucking win, bruh. I really wanted this win. And if Eddie fucking Pinero makes this fucking extra point, we win this game.
No, we wouldn't have.
Oh, my God.
Is it no?
My God. Bryce Young, the fucking truth. Stand up. Stand the fuck up, man. The refs are trash. And as soon as I seen the video, that's not a catch, y'all. But I had already knew. You think the refs are going to get the Panthers out win? Come on, y'all. Mm-hmm. Nobody fucks with the Panthers. You really think they're going to give us that? Y'all are going to have to let that go because I can already see the narrative right now. But that is a big-time fucking play because the ball's in our hands. That's not a catch. The ball's in our hands. That takes me back to the fucking Super Bowl. Oh, my God. BY9, the fucking truth. Y'all be shut the fuck up. Give me some time. Give me some fucking weapons. Are you kidding me? His ability to escape the pocket is fucking premium elite. I'm calling back. Y'all know who the fuck this is. I'm fucking so excited for this performance. We didn't get the win, but that's okay because we're still going to have the first pick of the second round, the third round, the fourth round. We got 2 picks in the fifth round. Let's fucking go, man. Just give this motherfucker some weapons. Gee, baby. BYU is the fucking truth. Baby, let's fucking go, man. Great game, Bryce. Let's go, G.
Hey, man, today I feel like this is the first real time that we experienced the truth. I feel like I've seen Bryce Young before, but today I saw the truth. Like, if that's the truth, you know, the truth will set you free, baby. I'm here for it. Absolutely. I'm here for it. I've never called Bryce a bust. Hey, we've always said you got to get new weapons around him. I've been pounding the table for T. Higgins. My man CK has pounded the table for Mike Evans. So we'll see. I mean, shit, they might not even let go of Mike Evans. They might say, nah, we need you to stay to keep Baker clean. But hey, CK, before we go into this next call, are you feeling like we're going to beat Jacksonville next Sunday?
What I'm seeing right now against the Bucs, this that Jacksonville's team is not one to be afraid of.
They're not looking good.
You should not be looking good. You shouldn't be concerned about the Jags at all at this point in time. They have just crumbled the last few weeks, huh?
Bro, how much shit do you think people are going to say to me next week if Bryce puts up crazy stats? And Trevor Lawrence looks
bad today too. Like I haven't watched much of his stuff this year, but Trevor Lawrence.
I haven't been watching because I'm like going doing 50 different things.
Right.
But yeah, I know it's not looking good for my boy Trev right now. Are they still, did they clinch the playoffs or can they still miss?
They can miss. Them losing, I mean, the Indy, Houston, and the Jags all lost, right? So, in Tennessee. Right. So that race is still up in the air. They're all tied for the top spot. I think the Tennessee might be out of, maybe out of it, but, or at least a game behind. But yeah, it could be any, if one team wins next week and the others don't, they're going to take the lead. Right now, it just happens to be that the Jags are ahead based on tiebreakers.
And Christian Kirk is out for him too. That's probably the big reason. Travis Etienne might go off in the run. We will see. Let's take some more calls. We got Anthony.
What's up, C3? It's Anthony from Charlotte. Merry Christmas to y'all boys. Hope y'all boys spend time with your family. Today we got a hell of a game, man. I know we lost. I know we're going to be talking about the controversial calls, refs. It seemed a little sketchy. I think they wanted Green Bay in the playoff hunt to make things more interesting. We were the better team today on offense. Bryce Young. Now, I know I've been defending him all year. I've been giving him criticism when due, but he showed me why I should believe in him going forward. Put some more help around him, get him some more weapons. The kid is going to be better. You can tell he's gaining his confidence back. I knew this wasn't the kid that I knew we didn't draft a bust, okay? I know that we, you know, I've seen what he can do. I've seen what he's capable of. Today he showed all of that, running for first downs for two-point conversions, scrambling outside the pocket, making throws on the run. Him and Chark were magical today. He let us down for the game-tying field goal, but, you know, I thought we had 1 second left. Rest and give it to him. But that's all I got to say. I mean, in terms of him, I'm going to believe in him. I'm going to hitch my wagon to him for as long as he's here. I'm going to criticize him when criticism is due, but I'm going to give him tons of praise when he deserves it. Today, he showed me why he was the number one pick. I think if he can continue to build on these games, we have ourselves a quarterback. He's shown that he can be clutch in the big moments, and he made a lot of great throws today. I know everyone's been questioning his arm talent, a lot of sideline throws, up the middle stuff. It was a great game to watch. I hope we can take that away. Is that I'm just saying, Bryce Young, it's too early to give up on him. Today he had 312 yards, 2 touchdowns, 4 carries for 17 yards. Chuba only had 43 yards. We didn't have a run game today. The Packers stopped it. On the other hand, Jordan Love only had 210 yards, and his running game, they had like 160 yards of rushing. So, again, man, I know it's been a rough season for us, but this was good enough for a Christmas gift from the Carolina Panthers. I'm glad we got a great-ass close game, and I won shit ton of money on Prize Picks today. From Bryce Young's second half,
at least one of his
yards with the Demon, Chuba Hubbard, Adam Thielen touchdown. Those boys came through to me. I will always be a Carolina Panthers fan. I love this fucking team, and this game gave me so much hope for the future going forward. This was the type of game I've been praying to see all season, and it happened. I'm so happy Bryce Young gave some.
Oh, I got cut off. We got one more call from Ant.
What's up, C3? So I'm back for two. Listen, I'm just really happy. I know we lost today, and I didn't get to talk about it. The defense was non-existent, okay? Non-existent. Brian Burns, you know, we got a lot of questions on defense. I know there's a lot of questions about Evereaux, and people are complaining. Listen, I'm not saying Evereaux's a world beater. I'm not even saying he's a great defensive mind. I'm just saying he's been able to elevate the talent given. And we are just now seeing that from the offensive side of the ball. So, again, I think we can't really blame the defense. The defense has been a major component in our two wins this season. I know today they were fucking awful. I mean, runs all over the places, gave up crucial third down passes. No pressure from the quarterback, Brian Burns. I'm sorry. Let's flip you for a first-round pick and a third-round pick. I mean, seriously.
No, we're not getting the first.
We need draft picks. Let's get Bryce Young some offensive weapons. I'm not going to sit here y'all jeep me like I fucking told you guys so. I just love Bryce Young. I believe in the kid. This is what I saw on film. I'm not going to stand on this hill and say I told you so or anything like that. I'm going to be the bigger person, and I'm just going to say, hey, he had a great game. And that's what we all should want to see from our young rookie quarterback. I know it came late in the season. I know we've had ups and downs, but you see the potential he has. You see these type of games that he can have more if, you know, maybe you call some more shots downfield. Let him throw down the field more, and maybe he'll be more accurate at throwing it. But I do love how, I said this in my last part one, he has been really, really clutch in close games down the stretch, giving our team a chance to win and putting us in field goal range. Listen, if it wasn't for Thielen, you know, Thielen probably should have got down with like 10 seconds and then ran up to the line of scrimmage. He was kind of slow with that. But listen, I am so happy right now. I know we lost the game. This has been the most happy I've been after a loss in a long time. I mean, listen, this was like one of those games you see from Cam Newton's rookie season where you're like, all right, this kid has got something here. I'm not saying he's going to be Josh Allen, a Patrick Mahomes, or anything like that. But can he be a top 15 quarterback going into the future? Abso-fucking-lutely. So I think this should give some hope to the people that have been downing him all season, saying, you know, at Greg, maybe he's not going to be better than, you know, Andy Dalton ever in his career. Listen, I know there's been some crazy things that have been said. I just want to say, going into the offseason, this game gave me a lot of hope, along with last game. I think this kid's got some potential. Let's build around him and see what we can build from here. Anthony from Charlotte.
Hey, Merry Christmas, and keep pounding, baby. I know that's what he was about to say.
Yep.
Look, I think I have the answer for Brian Burns, and I've been on this for a couple weeks now. Non-exclusive franchise tag.
Yeah.
Non-exclusive. Put the non-exclusive on him. And if another team is willing to give us some compensation for him, and they're willing to pay him the type of money that he wants, have at him. But to me, that's the deal, man. I'm looking to move him if we can, but I don't know if we're going to be able to. I don't think we're getting a first round pick. If we were getting first round picks for Brian Burns, that should have already happened the first two times that they got trades from multiple teams for Brian Burns for first-round picks. You're not doing that now. So, in my mind, the non-exclusive franchise tag, that is what you want to do. Like, let other teams bid for him and overpay him. And then if not, he's going to play for us for another year.
Right. And hopefully he shows up and he's able to do what we all believe he's capable of doing. Like, I don't think there's anybody here who thinks he's a bad player. He just isn't. He hasn't shown up at this point in time to be the guy, you know, and I think most of us would agree we want that. We don't want him not to be. We want to be able, I mean, ultimately, that's what it boils down to. Like, we want to have an elite rusher on our, or elite pass rusher on our team. We just haven't seen it up to this point. So it's hard to justify giving him the type of money that he's going to be trying to get, especially after a year like this.
Yeah, I mean, you have a bunch of people in the chat saying Bryce Burns played soft. Burns is going to pull a Chase Young, meaning he's going to go to another team that's more of a contender and probably look better. Brian sure. Burns does not deserve Max Crosby number from J.P. Taylor. Max Crosby money from J.P. Taylor on X. Burns is not elite from Darrell Son Child. Let's play him a small bag. But no trade. I don't know, man. It depends on what we're willing to get in return for him. Yeah, man. I don't know. A lot of people are kind of down on Burns. And by the way, this is when a lot of fans were kind of on the side to pay him. Remember at the start of the year, we had people bringing signs to Panther games saying, pay Brian Burns. Pay Brian Burns. People ain't saying that now, man. All right, let's jump into another call. Well, I got three more calls, and then me and CK are probably going to peace out and enjoy the rest of the Christmas Eve with the fam.
Hey, man, it's TJ from Atlanta. I almost forgot where I was from. From Atlanta, Georgia. Man, I just watched this goddamn game, and it kind of pissed me off. I feel like, you know, the Panthers played their ass off. the defense didn't play as well as what we typically are used to seeing defense play. But again, I don't think every damn game that we play, we can expect the defense to play, you know, 100% or 1,000% like how they have been playing. But anyway, we gave up some plays in the beginning that kind of put us behind, and we're, you know, fighting to stay caught up the rest of the game. Anyway, long story short, I feel like the reason why we lost was not because of lack of effort. I think it was mainly because of the goddamn referees, man.
Referees.
We had probably four calls that could have went either way, and we did not get one of those calls. The whole game, I felt like, you know what I'm saying, we was fighting the Packers and the referees. I kind of want you guys' opinion on that, but I think that DJ Chark, I mean, he played like how he played when he was with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Amir Smith-Marset, he needs to get some more touches. I mean, I think overall, I mean, Adam Thielen, he played like a damn monster, like how he normally do. I think overall is a good team, I want to say team win, but it wasn't a win, but it was a good team game. And
it felt like a win.
I didn't expect us to win, but it kind of hurts that we didn't because we were so close. All right, fellas.
I appreciate you, TJ. And look, man, I feel like if you're a Panther fan, you should feel like today was a W. I know there's no such thing as moral victory, CK, but damn, that's so hard to come by with this Panther team. We put up that many points. Bryce Young has a career day, and you start to see the vision of what he can be in the future. Dude, today's a win. Am I wrong, chat? Am I wrong? Should today not feel like a victory? Yes, the referees absolutely fucked us raw with no lube. We know this. We all know this. We just showed you the evidence of how they've done this, right? But again, like, how could you not feel good about seeing what we saw today from Bryce, from the offensive line, DJ Chark, all of a sudden choosing now to look like the number one wide receiver that we've needed all year? Like, yeah, man, dude, today should feel like a W.
I mean, if it's not, then you're just looking for a reason not to root for this team at this point.
Yeah, man, you might as well. Speaking of that, we got a super chat coming in. Eric with the $2, his first time in a while. I felt excitement watching. This is what I'm saying, man. Today felt different. It felt different. The real Sun Child says, facts, Cody. Kristen's got some hazelnut orange cannolis, man. Hey, we're fixing the going grub out too. Let's put last calls and then we'll get out of here.
Let's do it.
We already heard this one, right?
Hey, man, it's TJ.
Yep.
Okay. Yep.
Hey, Panther family. Just want to let y'all know how excited I am about today's loss. I never thought I'd be this excited over a loss. It kind of tells you where our season has been. But if this is the team we actually have, then we got a team we can win with. So keep pounding.
Keep pounding, man. Thank you so much. Last call of the night, unless I got more while I wasn't looking.
Hey, guys. My name's Greer from Mount Holly. I'm losing my voice a little bit after cheering to the end on that game. Very upset about the referees, especially that last pass that was clearly not attached to me. I can't wait to get home and watch the replay on television to see how I am on that.
You won't be feeling any better.
He's turning into a quarterback you can't give the football back to at the end of the game.
Ooh, that's a great way to
We may not have any wins to show for it yet, but I feel confident after today we can put the team around him and win the team, but you don't want to come in and have to play with your season on the line. And those cheeseheads were sweating out there getting close to the end, and that they got lucky. But as always, keep pounding, guys, and here's the next season. Hopefully see more growth like this, and on to the next.
On to the next one. We appreciate you, man. Yeah, you like that, huh? CK, at the end of the game, dude, don't give Bryce the ball back.
That is a fantastic way to describe what we've seen. From that, like, that's an incredible description of what we're talking about there. That is awesome. Yeah, and so when you think about it, number one, our two wins are from a Bryce Young drive to win the game that ended with field goal, not touchdown. So, you know, there's that. At the end of this game, it should have been the same thing. Dude, we had 19 seconds left. Bryce got us down in field goal range in 19 in three passes, and they were dots, and they were great passes. I don't know how else she could. I don't know what else to do. What you, I mean, or maybe it was two passes, but it was. Yeah. You can't do much more than that. And he would have had another win under his belt with that. That would have been sick.
Yeah, and look at us, man, going into next Sunday against another playoff contending team. The Panthers have some confidence right now, man. That's wild, man. CK, I didn't imagine that it was going to look like this today. I think everybody on the free-for-all had some very low predictions, low scores. So, man. Well, look, we appreciate each and every single one of you for joining and spending your Christmas Eve afternoon. Mm-hmm. Wherever you are in the world, however you're joining us, we appreciate that you're joining us on this Christmas Eve. To everybody watching, we wish everybody a very happy, healthy, blessed Christmas for you to start your new year. We'll be back before the end of the year. We will be here on Tuesday night, the day after Christmas, December 27th. Hopefully Santa Claus will have been great to everyone. And we will be talking about these Carolina Panthers with the professor. He'll be back. Maybe we'll see if Greg can find some time. Greg's been doing his own thing. He's been holding it down, but he'll be back in due time, y'all. Never fret. We love the beard, the Bat Daddy, and CK, man. Merry Christmas, brother. Thanks for joining me.
You as well, my dude. It's been it was a good way to have the a sucky way to have it end, but it was a good way to spend a Christmas Eve. So glad that we didn't feel like we wasted our time watching the Panthers today.
Right. It felt like it was actually worth it to watch mm-hmm. these Carolina Panthers, man. I love that. I love that all day. CK, without further ado, I think that we're going to bid these Panther fans farewell. And hey, man, until this Sunday, or pardon me, this Tuesday at 9, we'll be back for our flagship C3 Panthers podcast. Until then, keep pounding.
Pounding.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.